The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and welcome to Swing Shift this evening. Tonight, I'm fulfilling a request made a couple weeks ago by a listener who wanted to hear some of the great theme songs of the big bands, the signature tunes of both singers and big bands during the 30s and 40s. So I've compiled a selection I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So stay tuned. And that's my theme, Harry James and his orchestra with The Mole. You know, during the 30s and 40s, virtually all the big bands and the major vocalists had a signature tune that opened and closed their broadcasts and their live appearances. On broadcasts, you knew instantly who it was. Even if you were switching around the dial, you could recognize who that was. And whether it was featuring an arrangement or a big hit record or the instrumental capacity of the band leader, there was nothing to replace these wonderful themes that became so familiar on radio and in person. And live, there was quite a reaction from the crowd when the evening got started with one of these wonderful themes. On a personal note, I was quite jealous of what these announcers had to say at the beginning and end of these broadcasts, and you'll hear some of my favorites. I wish I would have been there in many ways to announce like they did for Glenn Miller's opening at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, 1939.
Mid spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight there comes music from beside the waters of Long Island Sound. NBC's microphones are present at Glenn Miller's smart opening in the Glen Island Casino, mecca of music for moderns, just off the Shore Road at New Rochelle, New York. Now may we proffer our invitation to dance to the music of one of America's foremost swing trombonists and ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
You like swing?
Listen to Benny Goodman, the king of swing.
You like to smoke?
Penny for penny, Camels are your best cigarette buy. Makers of Camel cigarettes present the Saturday night Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the greatest assembly of swing artists in the world today. And again tonight, Benny brings you the number one lady in the whole kingdom of swing, Mildred Bailey. And here is the king of swing, Benny Goodman.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the Saturday Night Camel Caravan. It's 10 o'clock here in New York, 9 in Chicago, 8 in Denver, and 7 in California. But no matter where you are or what time it is, it's still Saturday night, and that means it's time for a little fun. So if you can use some music, we'd like to join you. And I'd like to bring my very good friend, Ted Pearson, along.
Well, I won't take up much room. I'm just going to stand here by the machine and drop in the nickels.
And those are an example of some opening themes from Glenn Miller and his orchestra, of course, Moonlight Serenade, followed by Let's Dance by Benny Goodman. Of course, I need to utilize a caveat here that, of course, we are not advertising cigarettes on this program. We're certainly using this for its historic value. Next up is one of the most startling themes, and it certainly stands by itself as far as an unusual theme for its time. Appropriately entitled Nightmare, here is Artie Shaw, his clarinet, and his orchestra.
Thank you. the gold of the day. Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tender. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold the day, someone waits for me, the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Of course, that was Bing Crosby's theme. And prior to that, we heard Artie Shaw's Nightmare. You know, over the span of a career of a half century, which many of these band leaders had, I wonder how many times they ended up playing and recording their themes. It's just remarkable how many times they went through the same chart or they made some modifications as time went along. And, of course, Take the A-Train was not even Duke Ellington's first theme. His first theme was the East St. Louis Toodaloo. And then in 1941, when Take the A-Train became a hit, written by Billy Strayhorn, he changed that and it would be Take the A-Train for the rest of his career. Of all the recordings I've heard, perhaps this is my favorite, with Betty Roche at the vocal. Here's Take the A-Train by Ellington. Thank you.
train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem. If you should take the A train, you'd find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming. Ooh, ooh. Can't you hear? The rails are humming. Get with it. If you should take the A train, you'd find you get where you're going if you hurry. Shadot blob to your dub, sweat blob to your dub, ooly poo. Shadot dob to your dub, sweat blob it up, shabby doop doo ow. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't be mad at me. Oh, pop, shabam, cookie mop, shabby oop dooby oop doo ow. Swiss, baby, do your dub, shot, shabba dub, blob to your day. Hey, oop doo. Sweet blob it up, sweet doob it up, sweet it up, sharp it up, doob it up, your duck, sweet blob it up, your duck, doob it up, em do, swab of it, your duck, swab it up, your duck, your duck, your duck, your duck, your duck, your duck, your blob it up, your duck, swab it up, blob it up, your duck, 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 Baba Julia 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 Thank you.
That was trumpeter Bobby Sherwood's theme, The Elks Parade, from 1946. And prior to that, we heard Betty Roche singing Take the A-Train with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. As always, your comments, suggestions, and requests are welcome here at KGNU. I can certainly squeeze in some requests next week. So if you'd like to give me a call, our number here at the Denver studio is 303-825-0619. KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org or by phone at 303-388-0918. Going back to a tune that Woody Herman recorded many, many times over, significantly, of course, with his band that played the blues in 1939, and then with his first herd in 1945. Here was Woody's theme that continued throughout his career until his death in the late 80s. Here's the Woodchopper's Ball.
Tisket, a basket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Again.
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Trombonist Buddy Morrow and his theme song from 1953, a big hit, Night Train. Prior to that, we heard a very young teenager in her very first hit recording, many would follow, Ella Fitzgerald singing A Tisket a Tasket with Chick Webb and his orchestra. Year was 1938. And then prior to that, we heard from 1939, The Woodchopper's Ball by Woody Herman. We've certainly had an interesting summer this year, haven't we? We had plenty of rain early on, and then all of a sudden it became hot and muggy. So it looks like we're in for continued heat this weekend here in the Denver Boulder area, with highs in the high 80s and low 90s. And so it'll be another good weekend to get your Cadillac or LaSalle out for a spin. And by the way, on Saturday, I think the Walter P. Chrysler Club will be having a show at the South Glen Mall at Arapahoe Road and University. So you might want to check in on Saturday, see what's going on there. We'll continue on now with more great themes of the big bands.
Thank you. around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course I'm under par. Metro-Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken-hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
A story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide. She loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide.
Hide, hide, hide.
Oh. had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1 million times. Hide, 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 hide.
Hide, 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 hide.
Minnie the Moocher by, of course, Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Prior to that, we listened to Bunny Berrigan and his really fat-toned trumpet on his theme, I Can't Get Started. And I have the original version of that on 12 full inches of 78, and it came in an album called 8 Feet of Swing. Anyway, the year was 1937. And then we heard at the very beginning of that set an alternate take of Count Basie and his orchestra with his theme, Jumpin' at the Woodside. Once again, this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. I'm here every Thursday, and it looks like we'll have another round of themes for next week, and then we'll have a live broadcast of the Band of Renown, yes, Les Brown, at the Elitch Trocadero in 1959, so that'll bring back some marvelous memories, I hope. Next up, we have Tony Pastor, a tenor saxist who came out of Artie Shaw's orchestra in 1939 when Shaw disbanded temporarily, set up his own orchestra, and later discovered the Clooney sisters. Here's his theme, Blossoms.
Thank you.
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Jimmy on alto on Contrasts, his theme. And prior to that, we heard Blossoms by Tony Pastor. Now we'll turn to the younger Dorsey, Tommy, and his trombone. I think you'll recognize the tune.
And this, of course, friends, is Tommy Dorsey's famous signature melody, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. And so, friends, the National Broadcasting Company hopes that you've enjoyed this full hour with Tommy Dorsey, his golden voice trombone and his orchestra, and the program coming to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook on Route 23, the Newark Pompton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Tomorrow, Sunday, Tommy Dorsey closes his engagement here at the Meadowbrook and goes on tour for a string of one-nighters and some theatrical engagements. And so you can be expecting some more of these full-hour sessions in the very near future. So be on the lookout for them, won't you? Watch your newspaper for the schedule. This is Bill Abernethy speaking. So long.
And this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift. That'll wrap up tonight's session. Hope you enjoyed it. As we pass the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz, and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Stay tuned now for my friend Dave and Jazz. Thank you.